kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nagpahayag nga po ng pangamba ang mga Chinese community leaders para sa kaligtasan ng mga Asian Australians matapos po ang magkakasunod na racial attacks dulot ng COVID-19 pandemic. Sa pinakahuling insidente, ayon sa mga pulis, 2 babaeng estudyante ang inatake at sinigawan na "Go back to China." Narito po ang detalye. Nakuna ng video gamit ang mobile phone ng isang marahas na racial abuse sa 2 international students sa Central Melbourne. Sinasabihan ng mga ito na umuwi na sa kanilang bansa habang sinusubukang umawat ng isang lalaki.
Stop!
Iniimbestigahan na ng mga pulis ang insidenteng ito. Nabahala naman si former Race Discrimination Commissioner Tim Soutphommasane sa pangyayari.
We are seeing a rise in anti-Asian racism amid the pandemic and it's deeply concerning. The coronavirus should give no excuse for people to vent racial hostility at others.
Nananawagan si Zheng Sisu, pinuno ng Federation of Chinese Associations sa Victoria, na magkaisa sa pagharap sa COVID-19 crisis.
In that very challenging time, so we think we shouldn't play blame game. We should be help one another to overcome whatever we are faced.
Nakakasuklam yan naman ang paglalarawan ni Melbourne University Vice Chancellor Duncan Maskell sa ginawang pag-atake sa mga estudyante. Sa sunod-sunod na insidente ng racial assault, isa ang isang Sunshine Coast pharmacist na mula sa Malaysia sa naging biktima rin ng karahasan nitong nakaraang buwan.
When I was just parking my car, walking to the restaurant, just across the street, I was being like called out really nasty names, saying like, "You bitch, why are you here? Why you don't belong here? You should get back into your car."
Ayon sa Queensland Police, nakapagtala na sila ng 22 kaso ng racially motivated offenses sa mga Asian Australians. Sa survey ng Asian Australian Alliance, nakatanggap sila ng higit 170 tugon tungkol sa pag-report ng anti-Asian abuse.
We do see a lot of incidents. Such as neighbors start to abuse their Chinese neighbors. Also, people walking on the road, someone will have different attitudes towards them.
Sa interview ng SBS World News, kinundin na naman ni Prime Minister Scott Morrison ang anumang racism attack na may kaugnayan sa coronavirus.
Because it's just so wrong. It's so against who we are as a people. Sure, the virus started in Wuhan, in China. That's what happened. That's just a fact. But that doesn't mean that this was it has any nationalistic or any other sort of characteristics to it.
Sinabi naman ni Tim Soutphommasane na dapat tapatan din ng pag-aksyon ang salita ng punong ministro.
There's got to be some sustained responses from government. There's been no renewal of anti-racism efforts in the form of a national strategy or campaign since 2015.
Yan ang ulat ni Garrett Bornham sa SBS News na ating isinalin sa ating wikas.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.